This is She, and I want to thank you for being here in this moment. Tonight's segment on self-love is about honesty, and this is a perfect timing for this topic, being that at this moment, if you're listening to this relatively live or close to when it was released, there are some things rising up in the national news of North America that are really pointing to how important it is to be honest. And we'll be able to see this for some time as we move through our own ignorance as a human species and start to connect to the value of being honest. So how this relates, you know, you have these big obtuse mirrors of dishonesty, and I think for most people, they don't know who to trust in the big macro context, the global context. They don't really believe anything that they hear, yet they might be passionate about a topic and take sides or advocate one way or the other. Yet, we still are not requiring as a collective community for honesty. So over the past week, I've been taking a little survey, informal survey with some people that are close to me and in all different capacities, meaning friends and colleagues and so forth, and what their cultures have reflected in the importance of honesty. And so tonight I'm going to share a little bit about that, and realizing on a macro level, we might not be able to do anything immediately because in many subsettings, people are so conditioned that in their mind, the lying is justified. It's a means to get what they want. That's typically why people lie, or it's a ability to get attention or move some attention from one thing to another. So we cannot go and demand that someone else changes. That's not going to work. It has to come from inside. It has to come from a moral fiber, a moral code of ethic that it's not okay to lie. And it's more important to be honest, and that there might be a richer jewel in the truth behind that. So today we're going to break down as to why you might be being dishonest with yourself, and hopefully you can discover within yourself, start to see why it is important to be honest. And for those of you that have a strong code of ethic around honesty, you will potentially see where you can refine. Also, you can see where you're not potentially standing up where you could to help out your fellow brothers and sisters here on planet Earth. We can always improve. I see it within myself. We can always kind of give ourselves a nudge to do better. And that has a powerful, powerful outcome, because the sooner that we can all be that for one another, then there's no questions, there's no doubt, there's no fear, and trust is eventually rebuilt. With this being said, what we're going to do is we are going to just take a moment of reflection, and I'd love for you just to sit with yourself and see where you're being honest in your life and where you're not, and ask yourself why. You can pick one area. You don't have to go through everything. And honesty comes in all shapes and forms. As you're evaluating this, are you being truthful in relationships? Are you being truthful in your work? Are you being honest with yourself? And if not, why? And this can be a little humbling, because you have to say, oh, I'm not being in truth, and what am I going to do about it? So just start to identify maybe one area where you could be a little bit more honest, and see if you can dive into that one area within self. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about what we can do when we identify an area that we're not being completely honest with a person, place, and or thing. So take a deep breath in and out. Breathe in and out of the belly, the solar plexus. Breathing in the belly, extend it out. Inhale, hold it up, and then exhale out. As you breathe in, allow yourself just to inhale and then gently exhale. Follow that breath from solar plexus up through the mouth and release through the mouth gently as you allow this song by the album Leaf. It's entitled We Need Help. Thank you. album leaf and we need help. So hopefully during that moment, you were able to connect a little bit deeper to where within yourself that you could be a little bit more truthful, a little more honest with yourself. And why I feel fundamentally this is so important, and I will take responsibility as this is an I directive, is that we are, you know, at the end, I've mentioned this in other broadcasts, at the end of the age of ignorance, we have about 200 more years to go. So it's going to get continuously absurd. And it's a beautiful time to really connect deeper to yourself. It's a beautiful time to connect to your inner code of ethics and really practice them. Practice them. Because if you can imagine coming to the end of like the dark ages, wouldn't you rather be really clear as to where you're headed, as hopefully we'll be going into a lighter passage of time in this perceptual reality here on planet Earth? And if not, you still will really want to be held really tightly to your inner knowing. That way, you won't get distracted and persuaded to continue to stumble around. The net result of not being honest is that it compounds on itself. And sure enough, over time and space, you might temporally be happy with someone or something and feel a deep pleasure. However, if you're not being honest in that moment, it will implode upon itself. The non-truths will be revealed, and it'll be a lot more difficult for you to pick up the pieces from there. Versus if you go into, and we use the example of a relationship, if you're dishonest going into a relationship and you're there for another reason, or you have an agenda, or you're not sure why, or you didn't check in with this person as to why they're there, it doesn't all need to be spelled out. But if you're not bringing honesty to the table, over time, all of that will be revealed. In addition, it's a lot to manage, and it doesn't feel so good over time and space when you realize that you've been in a relationship with something that is a lie. Whether it's an intimate relationship, a friendship, a work environment, it doesn't feel good. And it, at the end of all of that, it's a lot more difficult to part ways when it's entangled with a lot of dishonesty. And with that being said, if you're transparent and honest all the way through, no matter how the other person, place, or things showed up, you know that you've been true to yourself. It'll be easier for you to move on from that situation because you didn't compromise your code of ethics, your moral fiber. So think of it that way. So we're going to go through a couple questions and answers. You feel free to jot these down, contemplate them. And hopefully during that segment, you were able to identify where you could be more honest with yourself. Now, this can be internally. Typically, when we're not honest with ourselves internally, meaning your mind, body, or spirit, then our external actions reflect that dishonesty within ourselves. So we might know that, let's say, we have an addiction to overeating. And internally, we know that, yet we try to mask it in the external world. We try to hide it. We're dishonest with others and ourselves about that condition. We may not think anyone notices, but the outward signs of our physical dwelling might show people that something's going on. So this begins to shift how you show up. It begins to create a situation where you might have to feel like you need to hide certain things that you're doing. And if you decide instead to identify, wow, I'm not being honest with myself, I'm overeating, and this isn't normal because the human species isn't designed to overeat. That wasn't our design in the big scheme of things. Yet I can't control it. So I see that, and I'm going to get help. I'm going to start to be honest with myself and say, I'm ready to get help. So that's one way if you have something internally going on. Let's say internally you realize that you are a compulsive liar, since we're using the honesty standpoint. So you realize, wow, I tend to lie a lot, or I stretch the truth a lot. Maybe there's a spectrum to it. Why? And start to ask yourself why and examine it. And are you willing to get help? If it's really extreme, where you can't control it, where you tend to lie quite a bit, I highly recommend you get help, because there's something going on that needs some assistance, and you more than likely cannot do it on your own. This is beneficial to everyone, because you will start then eventually having authentic relationships. Internally, you might know that you have disease in your body, but you are too afraid to address it. You're too afraid to be honest with yourself because you don't want the diagnosis, so you avoid it, and then there's a worse external outcome because you wait. I see this a lot. So there's many ways to be honest internally with yourself, to really say, hey, this is going on. I need to take responsibility for it. I need to do something about it. I have emotions coming up. I need to take responsibility for it, not project it outward. And when we don't address it, say stress is another one. We have internal stress, and then guess what? We push it down, we push it down, we push it down. We try to put on that happy face and pretend it doesn't exist. And then all of a sudden, wow, it ruptures and it comes out in another way. So with that, you want to think, gosh, what can I do to be proactive in these situations? So start to think of it that way, where you could be more honest with yourself internally, and this impacts the external world, because you won't be trying to ignore those things that are communicating or apparent to you, and maybe you're just not ready to look at them. So the first question typically needs to be on the surface level. When we go back to that example of someone that's overeating, you would ask yourself why. And maybe you don't know why. And this is oftentimes why you need assistance, because someone objectively can help reflect back to you what's going on and pose questions to help you realize what's going on and have those ahas. So when you ask that why, whatever it might be, whatever you're not being honest with yourself, then that's when you start to get to some good stuff. You get to the roots, and it's not going to happen overnight. You got to ask the question, sit with it, really be willing to hear the answer and not shy away from it. And then bit by bit, you will start to reveal how you might need assistance. Again, as I've said before in other segments, if you're in a quandary, you have questions, please feel free to email me. I will do my best to direct you, might be able to assist you, or connect some dots to some other people, places, and things that can assist you. So feel free to do that. When we ask that question, why, we start to see that something's holding us back. We start to realize that we're resistant. So if we go back to honesty, if you're in a relationship that's kind of done, yet you're holding yourself hostage there, you're holding yourself there because maybe of money, maybe because you're afraid to be alone, you might have abandonment issues, all these different things that are the holdback, the why. I'm in a relationship, it's over, however, I'm not leaving because I'm afraid to be alone. Again, that's the kind of starting to get you to the root. I'm afraid to be alone. Oh, you know what? I was abandoned, or I have abandonment fears or anxiety around being left alone, or not being able to self-preserve, be in a mode of self-reliance, self-preservation. So I'm going to stay in something that's unhealthy. I'm going to be dishonest to myself and to my partner, yet I know that it's time for us to move on. In addition, that going along with the situation, so you don't make waves, you have to realize this is a huge dishonesty. In the practice of being honest with yourself, and that it is a practice daily, asking yourself, am I being honest? Am I being truthful? How could I show up better? Am I doing right by this situation or that situation or this relationship? When you choose to show up that way, it starts to shift things, and it starts to release these things, these perceptual fears, so that you can be in a more proactive state, that you can really say, wow, if I look back on my life and I can see where I get scared and where I shut down, or I hold on too long, or I project this out to someone else when I'm not taking responsibility internally for myself. And utilizing some solutions that might get me to where I need to go. The next area, after we evaluate where we could be more honest internally and externally, and asking that why, what's holding you back, and realizing that you're being dishonest by not honoring that the truth of what is unfolding around you, internally or externally, is to ask yourself, is it important to live honestly? Is it important? Some people it's not. And if that's the case, that you want to live honestly, then it's going to be really important that you welcome in relationships with people, places, and or things. We do have relationships with things that provide support to that honest living or way of life. So I think some people use that Surrey, I think it is. So you'd want an honest Surrey that leads you where you need to go or answers the questions. You wouldn't want one that lies to you and misleads you. can you imagine a GPS that sends you these covert ways and never gets you to your destination? You probably wouldn't use that GPS very long, correct? So the final thing before we take a little pause is connecting to the idea and the concept, and I think this is what one of the main big key reasons as to why people aren't honest is because they want to have control. So they feel if they don't tell the truth or they manipulate a situation to get things to go their way or not reveal everything that's going on in their mind because they haven't figured it out internally, externally, or in relationships, that they'll be in control. And this is where I would love to remind everyone, we have free will. You always have free will. It may not lend you that free will that you choose to take, lead you to the outcome that you thought you wanted. However, if you want to exercise your free will, you always have it. Absolutely. And if you're mindful, you won't put yourself in a situation where you need to exercise your free will with a traumatic outcome. And that means like putting yourself in a precarious situation and then you're like, whoa, I need to get out of here, and there might be high stakes in that moment. People like to think that they're in control. We have free will, but we're not in control, meaning that we can't control anyone or anything. There's this mind-boggling orchestration of energetic fields that are interwoven like a beautiful tapestry, and the weaving is so fine and so intricate with all these colors and hues and design that if we think that we're in control, we're absolutely not. All we can do is do right by ourselves, listen to our inner code of ethics, our gut, and remember that we have free will. From there, you can be a lot more honest with yourself and others, and you let go of needing to control a situation. And that's why it's a little bit easier to be honest with people, because you realize, wow, I'm just not in control. Like, you might think, wow, I really like this person, I want to get to know them, but they may have no interest in getting to know you. So that's okay. It's better that they're honest with that, and then you get to move on, because the next amazing person that you would like to get to know is right down the street or wherever. It doesn't matter. But when we create these delusions in our mind and hold on and cling, we keep ourselves from experiencing our next destination. We are going to listen to this next song by Elisaveta. It's called Trap. We listened to this, I think, last week or maybe the week before. It's from her new album, Messenger, and she just came out with a video this week. Trap is what we put ourselves in when we're not honest with ourselves and others. As you listen to this, really think about what I've shared. Are you ready to just delve into one area where you could be a little bit more honest in your life? And it can be, it doesn't mean that you have to change something. Maybe you be honest so you can actually have the life that you want versus being stuck in a situation that's causing suffering or whatever else might be going on. So think about it that way, that actually when we're honest, we can actually get closer to what we truly want to be with in our life versus pretending that something is what we want. So take a couple gentle breaths, breathing in and out again from the solar plexus up through the mouth, using the breath as a way to expand your awareness, opening up those guttural instincts, and welcome in listening, really listening to yourself, and allow the mind's eye to show you where you might want to be a little bit more honest.
If you could only see, I could love you more. If you belong to me, I'll hold you, I'll keep you. I get so hypnotized, I'm lost and paralyzed.
That was Elisaveta, and this is from her new album Messenger, and the song is Trap. So often when we allow ourselves to fall into a trap, internal trap of not communicating with ourselves, to be honest, to be truthful, we place ourselves in a very precarious situation. So one of the keys to unlocking your ability to be honest is to work on communication. And this is a big key, something I'm really passionate about. Big surprise, someone that talks on the radio, is that if we use our voice, we have so much power, not over anyone, but so much power within ourselves to really express what we need. And this is where we're going to go into the aspects of where you might have been injured, you know, mentally, emotionally, physically, and anything that has related to trauma, or you might have suffered disease or a situation where it really altered your life. And so what happens during some of those situations is we begin to shut down and we create survival skills. And part of that sometimes is not communicating, not saying anything for many different reasons. And so it's important if you know that there's something that's happened to you in this lifetime that has created trauma or altered your perception of reality in a way that you can't go back to the way you were. However, you realize during that passage you really, really shut down, and that you haven't properly healed from that situation, meaning you haven't properly taken the time to really account for what happened, how you got there, and pull yourself out of it objectively, so that when you enter into new situations that you can show up wiser, whole, and aware with your voice fully intact. Oftentimes, I'll use the example of relationships when people are in long-term relationships, short-term relationships, if they were deeply intense and they separate, some people will go from relationship to relationship. They won't even take the time to say, whoa. Relationships are a powerful experience because this is where you can really see what's going on, where your triggers are, where you need to learn to communicate more, where you don't speak up, where you do. And if you're in a partnership where the two people can really work well together, then you have that opportunity to just grow from that and really have fun with it, because there's no games to be played, there's no agendas, because you're willing to be fully honest, and you can have a really deep, rich relationship versus those ones where people are too afraid to own their part in the dance, as I like to call it. So communication and using our voice is not always easy, and it takes time and practice, all of this stuff does, to discern how to use that voice, how to express yourself. And I'm not talking just about words, how to communicate in writing, how to communicate non-verbally, how to communicate silently, and how to communicate just with your regular old voice. You didn't know there were all these different ways to communicate, and to have some discernment around that. So another key with communication is bringing in both some discernment and humility. The humility is very helpful, because what happens is sometimes when we get super empowered about something, super passionate, that can be great. However, it can come across to others in a manner that's intimidating to them. They might feel less than, and they may not feel that they can access you and cause them to shut down. So if here you're super excited about something, you share it, and then you're like, oh, wow, that didn't go over so well because they weren't able to receive it. Again, if you're a good listener and observer, you might realize that and be able to open up that conversation. You can't force someone to communicate. However, if you observe and listen, you can ask some questions to open that up, especially if you feel like you shut them down. So with the voice, if you bring in that discernment and check into your situation, say you're ready to share your voice, you want to be heard, and this happens a lot when people go through some healing or transformation, they really want to exercise their voice. I've been there myself, and you know, you have to realize that everyone hasn't been on the journey with you the whole time. So it's kind of like a ball coming out of left field. They have no idea how to relate to what you just shared, and hopefully if you're in the right setting, they're willing to listen and take it in. However, they might have perceived it completely differently or not even be able to engage with what you're passionate about, if that makes sense. So to evaluate and have discernment with that set and setting will assist in how you communicate, even when you're being honest. So we can use the example of that you're, let's say, at work, and you've been given an assignment or a project or a mission, whatever it might be, that's not aligned with you, that you feel uncomfortable with. However, you don't feel that you can say anything and you don't feel like you can speak up for a variety of reasons. So what you can do is, first of all, identify that you don't feel like you have a voice here. Number two, that you can sit and be with it for a little bit and ask yourself a couple questions why you're not comfortable. If it's not in alignment with your inner code of ethics, then you owe it to yourself to take it up to your superior management and ask some questions and just put it back in a question format. So you want me to do XYZ, and they say yes. Do you think it's in integrity to do that? If they say yes, can you please explain why? You ask the question so you can get better clarity, because you may not completely understand the situation. And as you ask questions, you'll start a communication, you'll start a dialogue. And then from there, at the end of all that, if you still don't feel good, you say, well, could I be honest with you? I don't feel comfortable doing this assignment. Could I have another one? Could I take on something else? Because it feels outside of my comfort zone, and I feel I will jeopardize the quality of our company's work if I take it on. And they will more than likely really appreciate that. And then you can gracefully move on to something else within your organization. Again, you have to evaluate. Each situation is different, yet it's important to think about. So this other point of communication, when we talk about being honest, that if we can only take ownership for ourselves and decide if we want to be honest or not in all aspects of our life, within ourselves and outside of it. There's this other thing that I mentioned earlier that I took a little survey about early on, was the aspect of people being honest with one another, people lying, and what do you do, and how is this handled in your culture? So I asked people from Peru, I asked people from Mexico, I asked people from different regions in the Philippines, I asked people from all over that, well, not all over, but within my network of people that I reached out to. And more than not, people said sometimes within their culture there's not a way to address it, that oftentimes people end up gossiping, trying to handle the situation when a lie has been told or a manipulation, and that doesn't necessarily work. Most people indicated that confronting someone, basically bringing it up to them, is a good way to go. At least it'll clear the air, clear up any questions that might not have been understood. And one that I thought was really interesting out of Peru is, he said that no one lied. I mean, this friend had told me this years ago, that at one point in time in the Andean culture, that no one lied, and that when the foreigners came in and lied to them, they believed them because no one lied. So you can see how problematic this would be. And no one wanted to lie because they actually had a name they would call it. I think it's Lalu or Lula. I don't have it in front of me. And they never wanted to be called that name. So therefore, that was their incentive not to lie. So, you know, there's a time in our developmental life, one friend, he's from Mexico, and he told me that, you know, he remembers a time not telling the truth to get people's attention. And that's oftentimes what can happen, is that people are afraid, they're feeling fearful, and they, for whatever reason, decide fibbing or manipulating the truth or being dishonest is the best way to go. Yet, in the end, it becomes a little problematic, and it breaks down trust within interpersonal relationships. So, the reason I bring this up is that, you know, before I say that, in the Philippines, like if you ask someone if they want to do something, they'll either say yes or maybe. They'll never say no. Well, I shouldn't say never, but more than likely they don't say no. They say maybe because they don't want to be impolite. Yet that's not completely honest, right? And so, you know, kind of like if you get a maybe, they're probably not going to come. So at some point, are we willing as a culture to welcome everyone to be honest, welcome them to be in integrity, and are you willing to do that? So this is where the flip side goes. You decide you want to be honest, yet are you willing to be in relationships where people lie to you, where people steal, cheat, do all these different things? Are you willing to be in those relationships? If you own businesses or have family or interpersonal relationships, are you willing to hold all those people that you are connected to accountable? Meaning, do you have an action plan? So your friend Bob lies to you, and then he lies again, and he lies again. Are you willing to sit down with Bob and see what's going on? And if you find out Bob has a little bit of a situation, he can't control his lying. Doesn't mean you don't love Bob, but you have to say, Bob, we got to figure something out because this isn't going to work for me. And that might mean Bob goes and gets help. You're still friends, but you're probably not going to trust Bob so much until you know that he has gone through some type of therapy or some type of reconditioning, so he feels safe to tell the truth. It's really important not to enable dishonesty, not to turn the cheek and pretend it didn't happen, because all you're doing is, over time, you're going to get fed up with the lies, you're going to get fed up with the dishonesty, the relationship's going to go in opposite directions, or you're going to leave the company, or whatever it might be, and then they're going to do that to someone else. So I think based on my survey, everyone said they would appreciate being confronted, being willing to talk to, and that's where that communication is key, to have some courage and communicate with someone. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to let you have a pause and just digest what I've talked about, this idea of communicating, taking responsibility for your own style of communication, and also, are you willing to hold the people around you accountable for their words, for their actions, and how important is it to have people that are honest in your life? As you contemplate that, we're going to listen to a little postcards from Italy, from Beirut. Think of this as a little summer vacation journey and see where you come up with it. Are you ready? Are you ready to do this? And you can take one little step and kind of walk around, tiptoe around it until you find your way. I can share with you that by taking responsibility for your own integrity, your own truth, it's work. And you'll notice, I've noticed myself, when you're in certain situations and you acquiesce and you kind of fall into a flow with someone, and more than not, you can see really quickly when someone's not being is not being honest with you, and you might fall into some of your old patterns of enabling. So it's a process, and there's no strict little handbook that you can follow to find your way through this. A lot of it's trial and error and success. So just sit back, connect with the idea of communication. Are you ready to utilize your voice in all different metaphorical fashions to communicate your truth, your honesty, and are you willing to use those same modalities to hold others accountable so we can live in a much more authentic society?
The times we had, oh, when the wind would blow with rain or snow, were not all bad. We put our features where they had to go.
Taking a deep breath in and out and bringing yourself back to hear from a little bit of Beirut, postcard from Italy. And as you self-reflect and think about for a moment about this whole topic of honesty and think about the ripple effects, if you just show up simply a little bit more honest in one aspect of your life, and in the beginning it will be humbling because you'll realize, oh, I'm not very honest here, and why? Why wasn't I honest there? And asking yourself those questions and get to the good juicy stuff that's deep down to the root cause so you can liberate it, so you don't do that anymore. This will help us rehabilitate and become a little bit more healthy society, a little bit more honest society, one that's not filled with so many manipulations and perceptions of, oh, a fairy tale reality that we present. You see this a lot in social media, on magazines, these like bizarre photoshopped images that have no bearing on any truth. So the more that you pull yourself into that resonance, what that does is that it starts to shift what is out in the mass market media. And I just watched that movie Spy, and it was interesting, the twists that they were using in that story and that plot. Very subtle towards the end, but, you know, trying to reach out. There's a lot of campaigns trying to reach out to the quote-unquote normal people. Well, everyone's normal for the most part. However, we've really pigeonholed one or two types or three types or four types of images that are perceived as perfect. And that might be more the problem than saying that this is normal or that's normal. It's just that there really are different examples of things. So what happens in this mass media is if all of a sudden people realize, well, this one image is not perfection, that every human being has a aspect of perfection in them, is amazing as the multitude of butterflies that have different colors, is that if you show up honestly, it'll start to shift what's out there. It'll start to shift what you create. It'll shift what's produced. It will shift the magazine covers, because over time, people don't want that anymore, because they'll realize that that's not honest, that's not truthful, and they're going to want to see something that they can trust and that they know has some legs to it. So it starts with you, and you can decide where you want to go from there with it. So a few practices you can work with to exit out with is just choose one part, one thing in your life that you want to show up with more honesty, more truthfulness internally, and then see how it relates to the external world within yourself. Then from there, once you choose that one thing, you commit to making the changes needed. You hold yourself accountable, self-correction, re-approaching it every single time it comes up until it starts to shift. And I guarantee you, as you go through that process with yourself, you will see how you will have a road of improvement ahead of you, and that's okay. There's no rush. And if you are in a situation where you're in a compulsion or an obsessive type of behavior, find the support you need, get professional help so that you can authentically move past this and not pretend. And there's no shame around this. Just get the help you need. Hold yourself responsible and take the action you need to get help. No different than if you needed new brakes on your car, you would take it to the mechanic to put new brakes on. So if you have something going on that needs addressed, address it. Number two, as I always encourage everyone to do, is meditate, meditate, meditate. Sit with yourself. Sit in your dis-ease until it breaks wide open. It's a beautiful, beneficial practice, even if you start with just 5 minutes a day. Then from there, practice being objective with yourself and others. And this means pulling yourself out of the situation. You're having an argument with your partner, your boyfriend or girlfriend, your spouse, your mother, whoever it is, and pull yourself out of it. Say, hey, put the bickering down for a moment and let's be honest with myself. Let's be objective with yourself and others and see what's going on. This will help immensely in this process. And then bring in critical thinking. When there's those topics that we're really passionate about, we tend to only look at one point of view, not the 360, and we don't bring in critical thinking. When you choose to be ignorant versus educating yourself, it's very, very dangerous to yourself and others. So take the responsibility to bring in critical thinking. This will ensure that you really see the full picture the best you can and will probably be motivated to continue to do research and discovery on whatever you need to bring critical thinking to. And I can share an example. If, let's say, you have that person that maybe is compulsively lying in your life, and you're trying to be objective, but you don't have the tools to handle them. Do research. Do research psychological studies and articles. Read some books. Whatever it might take, approach it from 360s, and then maybe you'll arrive at a way to handle it that feels incongruent with yourself and in integrity for both parties. And, you know, that way you'll feel a little bit more comfortable in the direction you choose to go in. So from here, we're going to sign out with a beautiful deity mantra, and it's Tara, one of my favorite. And Tara Om, this is a lively version talking about the energy of the mother, the energy of compassion, calling that in. The reason I chose this, connecting to the mother Tara energy, is that she has an energy field to bring you into truth, very much like your own mother that can bring you into truth or honesty when you stepped out of line. So think about how can you be that person that's going to be accountable within yourself if you so do choose. Until next time, this is she signing out with a full heart, a big smile, bright eyes, a deep bow, and a namaste. Be simply.